Art Hughes joins us this morning from the city of Bryan. How are you today?
I'm doing good, Scott.
Yeah, pull that one a little bit closer to you. You shaved off your beard again. What's the deal? We can't keep up with this anymore.
Well, I have to change my identity every once in a while.
yeah, I got you. So you're becoming a short timer, aren't you?
I am.
Not much longer. Let's talk about some of the things that have happened during the time that you've been on council, because, you know, when you went on council, the economy was not all that good in Texas. It's gotten better, but, you know, for instance, now oil is down. Talk a little bit about how you feel like Bryan has been able to not only survive but grow and continue that growth during the period that you've been on council. What do you think the causative factors have been?
Okay. Well, of course, the Bryan City Council, we can't take all the credit.
You'd like to.
We take as much as we can.
Uh-huh.
But I really think a major step that happened during my terms was the increase in cooperation between the two cities and Brazos County.
Mm-hmm.
I think we've worked together much better over the last 4 to 5 years than we have for many years before that. So, you know, I attribute a lot of it to the cooperation and the university.
Mm-hmm.
The university has become a major member in the growth of this area.
You know, another thing is, and of course, just this is in the short history, but these two city managers seem to get along better than the pairs that we've had in the past. Sometimes that's been kind of a chilly situation, but these two seem to really communicate well.
I think you're right. I think we have our city manager, Keene Register. You know, I'm very pleased with his performance in that job. I think we're very fortunate to have him. And the College Station city manager's the same. I've known him for several years before he was city manager.
Mm-hmm.
And now that he's come back to College Station, I think we've seen a major change.
So you're going to vacate your seat. Your term limited. And obviously, I don't want you to endorse anybody, but I'd like for you to at least outline what you think are important attributes for the person who ends up coming on to the Bryan City Council in 2015 and beyond.
First of all, I feel very strongly that anyone serving on council needs to understand that the city staff, city manager and his staff, are the ones that really manage the city. The city council gives direction. We're really more of a legislative body than a management team. But, you know, you have to put the right people in the right places. And I personally think that we have that right now. I mean, I'm not saying everybody's exactly what the doctor ordered, but I think we've got a very good staff. City Council can take the credit for putting those staff members in place, but as far as the operation of the city day to day, week to week, we rely very heavily on the city manager and his staff.
Sure. Art Hughes joined us this morning. Of course, your background is in construction. You've done that for many, many years. Tell me what kind of challenges you think your planning and zoning people have right now, because obviously College Station caught the wave. They were able to go through, I guess, some good and bad times. But Bryan has really started to make a development right there near the border of College Station and Northgate, and we have a development that's going to actually cross the city limits, which is kind of interesting. But tell me what you think are the important things that Bryan needs to be looking for in the future when it comes to planning out that growth.
Okay, you're referring to the west side?
Yeah, well, first of all, that abuts College Station, because y'all have really redone that area right there, anticipating that there's going to be some probably student-centric housing right there. So we can talk about that, but then also with Blinn coming over on the west side, you do have two different kinds of growth. Talk to me a little bit about what you think planning and zoning needs to look at as they try to form the city of the future.
Okay, I think, I spent 6 or 7 years on Planning and Zoning Commission, and in my opinion, planning and zoning, those guys really need to be looking 5 to 10 years down the road. Mm-hmm. I believe we have that. It's a little harder for them because decisions can be made which basically wipe out everything they planned ahead of time. But I do think long range planning is a very important issue right now. We do have a lot of positive things going, but it's going to depend on how we progress, whether or not those are successful. I also feel very strongly that there are some areas in Bryan, all sections, single member district 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5, that are basically approaching the point where urban renewal becomes not just a possibility but a need. And so I'm hoping that that our planning department, P&Z, recognize that, and because we not only have to continue to grow into new areas, but we have to maintain the infrastructure we've got.
Yeah, coming back and rehabbing important. Art Hughes joining us from the Bryan City Council today. One of the, I guess, the biggest thing that y'all did last night was vote on expanding. You believe that they should expand the membership, board membership of Research Valley Partnership. Give me your thoughts as to why you voted for that and how you feel that body is doing what they need to be doing in the future.
Okay. I really believe that the representation that they want to add to the board or
the board
to the board, mm-hmm, has to do with the university, and the university has become such a major player not only in developing the university, but for our area. They've become the giant in the room, actually. And so I really don't have a problem for them to have more representation on the board than they had in the past, because they're more involved. We don't like the idea of losing, you know, our votes aren't worth as much as they were before. But, you know, if we can't cooperate, Bryan, College Station, Brazos County, Texas A&M, if we can't come together and cooperate, well, we're not going to be successful anyway. So I'm not real worried about it, but I think the university needs representation on the RVP. I think they could be a major influence to that group.
Sure. Well, got Texas Reds coming up this weekend. Looks like the weather's going to be nice. We can cool down a little bit. At least now they say we're not going to have any rain, which is good. But looking forward to that going on. What else we got going on that you want to tell us about?
Well, we've got, like you say, we've got Texas Reds, and I'm assuring you there's no rain.
All right, there you go. It's Art Hughes, the weatherman.
It isn't the city of Bryan, but it's Art Hughes, okay, and there's no rain this weekend.
All right, that's good.
But we are adding some things to Reds, and some of the things we're adding back in that we had pulled out, and that is we're actually going to serve the stakes,
yeah,
this year. One change we made is even though we will have some entertainment there Friday night, but the Reds Festival is primarily Saturday and Sunday rather than Friday and Saturday.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So that is one thing to remember. There, once again, there's no admission fee to go to Texas Reds. And we would certainly like to invite the community out for that event.
And if you got people who are coming in from out of town, it'd be great opportunity for them to see downtown too, because it's good things going on down there, that's,
yeah,
for sure.
Yeah. I would like to mention one other thing.
Sure.
If I could, I'd like to remind folks that on the Aggie home football games that they can park anywhere in the city or county owned parking lots in downtown for free. and we have over 1,000 parking spaces down there. Mm-hmm. And then they can catch a free air-conditioned shuttle that lets them off at the MSC on campus. The shuttle buses run from 3 hours before the game to an hour and a half after the game. And so we would like to have as many join us in downtown Bryan before or after the game. And, you know, that's why we have that that convenience for them. Yeah.
Well, this one's going to be different than the last one because they're going to kick at 6 or 6:30, it looks like, against Ole Miss. So that'll be that should work well.
Yeah. All right. I'm sure we'll win. We just don't know how many points.
There you go. All right. Thanks for the time this morning. That's Art
Thank
Hughes.
You,
from, you bet. That's Art Hughes from the Bryan City Council. And he's here because he's the mayor pro tem. We visit with the mayors on alternate Wednesdays.